The federal government is beefing up efforts to help children with cancer. President Trump signed the Childhood Cancer Survivorship Treatment Access and Research Act into law this past summer. Michigan physician Dr. David Dickens helped craft this STAR Act. He's a pediatric oncologist at Helen DeVos Children's Hospital in Grand Rapids. I recently sat down with Dr. Dickens to understand just what exactly the STAR Act hopes to achieve. When you stop and realize that cancer is the second leading cause of death for children aged 5 to 14, and some nearly 16,000 children aged birth to 19 are diagnosed with cancer every year in this country, it's really true this law matters deeply to a lot of families.
That's right. The leading cause of death in children due to disease is cancer. The leading one is accidents and suicide and homicide. So cancer is the disease that kills the most children. So there's a perception out there that this is no longer a problem because we've been so successful with some of our good stories. And over the course of my lifetime, we've really flipped the script on cure rates. When I was a child, my chance of being cured was roughly 1 in 4. Now it's up to 80%. So 80% cure rates, if you average all the children who come to get treated for cancer, are cured.
But in doing that, that creates kind of another series of challenges because people are living long lives with the effects of that treatment.
That's right. I think that there's two problems with that number 80%. One of them is that 80% is not 100%.
Mm-hmm.
And 20% of the children who come to our doors is a significant number. Anything less than 100% is something that we need to work against. The second problem is for many of the patients who are cured, in order to do so, we have to give them treatments that are very toxic. So the success stories that we have are baked into that is the fact that they were treated with some very toxic therapies and their chance of having other medical problems in the long term are very high.
When we talk about the STAR Act, what is it designed to give us that we don't have right now?
Better cures and better care. It's basically those components. In order for us to get better at what we do, we need better treatments. So part of this is designed to put into policy a way to bring better cures, safer cures to children with cancer. Part of it is in designing a role for a pediatric cancer leader within the National Cancer Institute, so that some of these studies are prioritized and some of the initiatives that are undertaken at the national level prioritize children with cancer research.
And it surprised me when I was reading up on the STAR Act to realize it will allow the National Institutes of Health to build a registry of pediatric cancer biospecimens. And I guess I kind of thought, wow, they don't already have that?
They have some, but they don't do a great job at tracking kids. So when I meet people on the worst day of their lives and they're presenting being told that their child has cancer, the first question that always hits their mind is, why did this happen to me? And the only thing that separates me from being on the other side of that bed is one important fact that keeps me up at night, which is I have no idea. So if we're ever going to get to the bottom of this, the best way to treat cancer is to not get it in the first place. And we have no idea why most of the cancers that hit children happen. Registries allow us to capture the information so that when somebody has a new idea, they can look into the data and try and understand why this is happening.
And then that just dovetails, I'm sure, into treatment and more research and more knowledge.
In order to make new discoveries, you have to have access to tissues. And most families I meet, when I talk with them at presentation, they're happy to do something to help other people. If the tumor that we take out can offer any information for the present or the future, children who are diagnosed with these diseases, they're happy to help. But we don't have a repository, a place where we put all of that stuff. So that if you are the researcher who has the new idea, you can turn to one place and say, I have this great idea. I would like to collect some tissue and some cancer specimens so I can do my research.
And Doctor, what's in the STAR Act that deals with survivorship?
So survivorship is the other part. It's how we care for people currently. So ideally, we would like to have better cures. But right now, all we have the ability to do is to cut, burn, and poison. I'm an oncologist, right? So chemotherapy, anybody who's received chemotherapy knows that it is a poison. I have a license to poison children. And I'm tired of it. It needs to be better. So right now, what we're dealing with is an epidemic of people who've been exposed to chemotherapy and have chronic health conditions. It's estimated there's going to be roughly 500,000 Americans in the United States, 500,000 people who are survivors of childhood cancer. Two-thirds of them are going to have some chronic health issue related to the things that we needed to do to cure them in the present time. So the system doesn't know what to do with people who have these special conditions. They've received treatments that cause these different unique side effects that need to be paid attention to. And when they graduate from our program and become young adults, they oftentimes will have barriers to getting access to the treatment that they need because the adult internists and the OBGYNs who are caring for these young adults don't have experience with the treatments they received as children.
So how does the STAR Act address that problem?
They are going to fund programs that are looking at novel or innovative ways on how do you integrate, build a bridge between the pediatric oncology teams who know what the problems are going to be and the primary care physicians who are handling the patients. So it's going to be open to anybody to innovate and to create programs that look at building some of the bridges that are going to lead to better care for survivors of childhood cancer.
If you've just joined us, I'm talking with pediatric oncologist Dr. David Dickens. He's in Grand Rapids, and he was part of the team that crafted the Childhood Cancer Survivorship Treatment Access and Research Act. President Trump signed that into law earlier this summer. So, Doctor, it's a federal law, but you were there at the table helping to design it. So having that seat at the table, what could that mean for Michigan?
My hope is that we are positioned as good as any other state to capitalize on what's in the STAR Act to implement it in a way that is meaningful. So it's nice to have all the ideas in the world, but it's really the implementation sciences and how we craft these care models that's going to be important. And we are very gifted in this state in collaboration. So the key to all of this STAR Act has been collaboration. I'm not a politician. I'm not a lobbyist. I'm a content expert with the diseases that we treat. We needed people around the table who had all those different talents and gifts. And this has been a product of an alliance. The alliance is called the Alliance for Childhood Cancer. And it's required teamwork to get things done. And I'm proud of the fact that as a state, all the different institutions that treat pediatric cancer are connected and very collaborative in their spirit. The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services has also been a collaborative team member when we have issues that are important to us. And I'm excited about the people who are there and the people who are at all the sites throughout Michigan, because we are poised very well to be the best at implementing what's in the law.
So the president signed this law this summer. Now what has to happen? And when I ask that, I'm thinking about money.
Correct. So here is the oncologist view on how things go, because it feels a little weird when a law is signed, but you can't do anything yet. And that's because it hasn't been funded. It's in appropriations is what it's called. So the Senate already met, and they've marked up their draft bill for the next fiscal year, and it includes a budget for $30 million for the STAR Act. And now it's sitting in the House waiting to be marked up for their bill, and I think that they're meeting this fall. If that goes through, which is expected because the co-sponsorship for the bill was bipartisan and majority, 80 to 90% of the representatives were co-sponsors on the bill. So it's expected that it's going to be funded. Once it gets funded, then the working groups right now are drafting white papers on what it needs to look like. And that's part of the process I'm working on now. I'll be in D.C. in October working with the groups to design what that actually looks like. And then hopefully shortly after that, after it gets appropriated, it would be open for people applying for their grants.
So if I am a family right now struggling with the challenges of having a child with cancer, what do you hope this STAR Act will mean for me, for my family?
Unfortunately, right now, it's going to take some time to see the benefits of this. I think that there's always reason to hope, regardless of what the disease is, regardless of what the prognosis is. Each and every child is going to be 100% cured or 0% cured. And when people who I work with go into work every day and do this work, they count on every child. You have to count on every child being cured. Otherwise, you can't get up in the morning. So there's always hope for each and every child. But this bill is hoping to make things better. And even if it's not better for the child who's presenting today, the hope is that there's people speaking up on your behalf. There's people all over the country who I'm collaborating with in this group who care about what's going on with your child and want to make things better.
Dr. David Dickens, pediatric oncologist at Helen DeVos Children's Hospital in Grand Rapids, part of the panel that crafted the Childhood Cancer Survivorship Treatment Access and Research Act. Doctor, thank you so much for spending time with us.
Thanks for having me.